following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
And good morning once again, everyone. It's time for the Doug and Danny Show, live from the CenturyLink Center in Omaha at the State High School Wrestling Tournament. Doug Duda joined by Larry Baker. We're going to talk with Ross Halford of Husker Matt in just a little bit. You know, I just wanted to play the football open. Blair, I wanted to play the football open for no apparent reason.
I love that open. It's the greatest thing ever, especially where in the last few years things are kind of where they're at. It's sure nice to relive that.
We just don't want to get too used to that. We want to put a few more highlights in there of the Husker folks. Hey, folks, we're going to be here for the next hour on the Doug and Danny Show talking everything about sports. A couple things jump out right off the top of the page. We're going to, of course, go over wrestling, where we're at right now, give you some updates on how the kids are doing, take a look at some team races. But also the Nebraska women, all of a sudden, what has happened to them? They lose again last night at home to Northwestern, who's not that good, and they lose 63-51. Have they figured out Lindsey Moore and Jordan Hooper, and that nobody else on this basketball team is doing enough to help this basketball team win? Emily Cady, I mean, that's all you hear, Cady Moore and Hooper, and I guess when you start losing, you can look at reasons why, but boy, just 2 weeks ago, you had, with Nebraska men struggling like they were, you at least had the Creighton men and the Nebraska women, if you're a basketball fan, Larry, to follow and hit your wagon to, and now both had three-game losing streaks. Creighton had a great game a couple of nights ago, but now all of a sudden you think about maybe going deep in an NCAA tournament. Now you're just hoping to win a game in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and it is tough. Creighton, the slide that really kind of surprised a lot of people. When you look at the Nebraska women, I think one of the things is that is maybe a little puzzling or disappointing is they had their big, deep run here recently, and they weren't able to parlay that success and that exposure into a tremendous recruiting season put together with, a couple of those years together. And I think that's the part that's a little puzzling is Jordan Hooper, in-state success. I don't want to say it's easy to keep somebody like that at home, but that's not overly hard. But with that success, the exposure the program had it moving in the right direction, you know, one of the best players in the country on that team, and you couldn't parlay that into a couple good recruiting classes.
It's a lot easier to keep the women's basketball player at home than it is the men because, let's face it, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa. Now, Iowa State has been respectable, but all the bordering states, their women's basketball programs outside of Iowa State, not any good. For the guys, you know, they have some goals to maybe go to some other places. So the women will take on Wisconsin in their next game at home, and that's not going to be easy either. Wisconsin's not a good team either, but they're one that likes to kind of dumb it down a little bit. So we'll see the men play Illinois tomorrow. Of course, we had sub-districts last night, and those spots and pairings and sights are coming out. And no major surprises last night, at least from our listening area, as far as the basketball districts go. And let's just go ahead and take a look at them right off the top of the show here. These are all 1 week from today, next Friday. In C1, it will be Sandy Creek and Lincoln Christian at York at 7 o'clock. Minden and Valentine have decided to play in Broken Bow at 7 o'clock. And Valentine went double overtime to beat O'Neill last night. They're in the same conference. Minden has handled Valentine, has saw him in a conference championship. So hopefully Minden has no problem there and doesn't have to burn a wild card up, because I know there's a couple teams that are hoping that they can get in. In C2, they're going to be playing at Hastings with Blue Hill and Centura in Class C2. And that's really the only C2 school in our area that is going to be playing in a district final next week. In D1, some of the matchups look like this. It'll be Amherst taking on Hitchcock County. No official site for that one has been named. I know when they played volleyball with Kennesaw, they played at Bertrand, which is a nice new gym. So we'll see where these guys want to play. And in D2, it will be Giltner and Litchfield playing at Minden. Ansley and Juanita Palisade will be playing at Hershey. And all of these district finals set to start at 7 o'clock next Friday night at their chosen sites. But there's a couple of interesting ones out there. Minden and Valentine, they're in the same district. Mullen and Why Not are in the same district. Folks, that's putting on some miles. Mullen will be going to Bassett. That's like halfway
Unbelievable.
I love this time of year because you do get to make some trips. It's like football playoffs. You get to make maybe that one long road trip.
Yeah, and you get to, I mean, from York West, you got to group them together somehow, and you'll spend a bunch of time in a yellow bus.
So there you go. Also something else as we just kind of hop around here a little bit. Gary Carter passed away yesterday from brain cancer. And just this damn cancer. And here we're always reminded of our friend Mike Fleshman, who we lost last year after the state wrestling tournament to cancer. But, you know, less than a year for Gary Carter. They had hoped it had gone away, and then they find out in January that it hadn't, and there's just nothing you can do about it. And I always liked Gary Carter, even though I never rooted for the Mets. He was an original Montreal Expo. He was a go-getter. He was a great, great player, the Hall of Famer, Gary Carter. And, of course, the image of Gary Carter that will last forever, he's the one that scores when Billy Buckner has the ball go between his legs.
Yeah, that. And for me, you know, I'm a lifelong Cub fan, you know, watched every game.
You know what? I might be wrong. I think he might have scored on the pass ball. I got to check that. He scored either the tying or the winning run in the Buckner game.
Right,
go ahead.
Right.
Sorry.
You know, as a kid, watched every game on WGN when they were on. So, of course, I watched a lot of Mets. And Gary Carter, tremendous player. The thing I always loved about Gary Carter growing up was, you know, his career for the most part was in Montreal, not as much in New York. By the time they really went on their run in the mid-'80s, his knees were shot.
Oh.
You know, he was just one of those warriors that went out there every day, played the game of baseball the way it was supposed to be played. So I'm like you, never really rooted for him, always loved him and respected him in what he did, what he meant for the game of baseball. Great catcher. You know, his numbers may not have been up there with some of the greatest, but he was a tough guy, and how can you forget that World Series? Gary Carter, of course, you know, I mean, he kind of legendary rallied that team in that inning. You know, he gets the initial hit to get on base, and wheeling around the bases on two shot knees. You know, so there is a lot to that. And, of course, you know, the Mookie Wilson play that you're talking about. But tremendous loss. And you're right, you know, that disease takes too many too soon.
Passes away at the age of 57, Gary Carter. Coming in after kind of when Johnny Bench was just going out, Gary Carter getting popular there in the 80s, and what a great, great baseball player. Also, Tim Wakefield is going to retire, the knuckleballer, after 17 years with the Red Sox. I got a chance to see him pitch in person a couple of times in Kansas City, and then last year when we went to Big Ten Football Media Days, they were in town to play the White Sox, and Wakefield pitched a gem that night. The problem was the Red Sox couldn't hit, and they ended up getting beat. But it was just cool. It was cool.
Yeah, no question. I mean, talk about a real legend of the game, a guy that will never get in the Hall of Fame, probably, or anything like that, just simply because of that. Is such baseball is such a number-based business, in a sense, when it comes to those type of things. But I'll tell you, if you look back on his career, what a pivotal guy. I mean, they gave him the ball in the biggest spots. He always found a way. And if there was a little bit of wind blowing in October, you didn't want to face that guy.
Well, and unfortunately, one of the moments that Tim Wakefield will always be remembered for was coming in the seventh game in extra innings and Aaron freaking Boone hitting the first pitch that he saw into the left field seats for the Yankees to beat the Red Sox.
And I think one of the things, kind of in the spirit of talking about Gary Carter, the truth is that's the game Tim Wakefield was never supposed to pitch in.
Right.
He, in the dugout, volunteered to go to the bullpen and get warmed up and come into a game. And as a knuckleballer,
well, he was,
you know,
in the back drinking beer, eating chicken,
yeah,
right? With the Red Sox.
Right. You know, so, you know, in the spirit of being one of those guys that just says, you know, the old school baseball guy that says, all right, you know, let's play. See, he did go in and pitch in that game, and Aaron Boone did break a whole bunch of hearts. And I guess maybe fulfilled a bunch of other dreams as well.
Folks, Doug and Daddy Show here live at Omaha at the State Wrestling Meet. You can email us at the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, especially if you've got a wrestling question that maybe you need a result, or maybe you want to know something about something down here that we don't have a time to talk about in a little one-minute or two-minute report. Shoot us an email on any topic, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. One more thing on the national scene, Phil Mickelson. 5-under par yesterday, has a one-shot lead going on at the Northern Trust after winning last week with an incredible Sunday performance. The thing with Mickey, don't get too hot too soon for old Phillip, because I like him. I like his game. I want him to be there in the Masters, as we talked about on Monday's show. Phil and Tiger going. But you always like to see some of the other guys. JB Holmes, that's going to be a good story as well. He's been struggling a little bit lately, and, of course, some off-the-course issues, but hopefully he's ready to roll.
Well, the one thing I'll disagree with you on is we like to see some of the other guys. Tiger mania, baby. I'm a Tiger guy. I love it. So, of course, I think Phil Mickelson's a tremendous guy. He's meant a lot to the sport. Great human being. But I'd love to see him and Tiger paired together every week, and I'd love to see Tiger just continue to win.
It is fun. It is fun. And legendary referee Herb Dean will oversee the probe outs at RFA2's mixed martial arts event coming up at the Viero Event Center in Kearney on March the 30th. He's done more than 4,700 fights in his career, known mostly for his officiating in the UFC organization. He also refereed for other well-known fight promotions such as World Extreme Cage Fighting, HDNet, Strike Force, and others. So two events, two big-time referees, and it's March 30th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney.
And it's just so nice to see that kind of stuff come to Central Nebraska. Think about Herb Dean. He's done 4,200 fights. He's done some of the biggest fights that the UFC's ever had. I mean, Forrest Griffin, Stephen Bonner, I know he did that bout. I know he's had some Ken Shamrock bouts. He's had a lot of big championship bouts, and it's just neat to see those types of legends of any sport or any medium come to Central Nebraska.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and when we come back, we'll give you some updates on wrestling results. We will also run down Ross Halford of HuskerMath.com and chat with him as our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth is on the road at Century Link Center in Omaha. And folks, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac is there for you. They want you to know they have had a great year, and they're pretty sure it's because they offer their customers a hassle-free buying experience. Bottom line pricing, free routine maintenance for a year, and free car washes for life. Maybe that's also the reason why the Midway Auto Group was named Best New and Used Car Dealer in the recent Kearney Hub Best of Kearney Reader's Choice Awards. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac is also celebrating its 25th anniversary, and the fact that they're number one volume Chevy dealer in Central Nebraska. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the number one volume size dealer in the Midwest. So folks, check them out, and check them out online at thinkmidway.com, the Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And we are back after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. We develop trust in the people we know, but we don't really know someone we can't see. That can be tough, especially in business, with employees and clients around the world. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's amazing. It's a simple online meeting service with group HD video. It helps you get better connected to the people you depend on for success. I've used it. It's so clear. You're there, Albany, New York. They're in Santa Barbara, and you can see them like they're in the next room. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it just takes a webcam and a click to instantly collaborate with your team or clients in real time from anywhere in the world. We've used it at ESPN for clients. Start hosting your face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. My listeners get it free. Try it free for 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. To develop trust, we need to trust the people we know. But you don't know somebody if you can't see them. GoToMeeting now with HD Faces.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
Just like athletics, to assure a winning combination with insurance, you need the right coverages on the right policies for the right price. Contact the Krull Agency for protection written through the Wadena Insurance Company, a member of the IMT Group in Des Moines, Iowa. Wadena provides fast claim service, new car replacement, and identity recovery coverage built into their auto policies for no additional premium. Call the Krull Agency, Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Krull Agency, the IMT Group, and you, your winning combination.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. I'm back here in the Tri-Cities to break down the 2012 Husker recruiting class. Tuesday, February 21st, I'll be at Bullseyes in Hastings. Wednesday, the 22nd, I'll be at Cunningham's in Kearney. And on the 23rd, I'll be at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island. Call Indian Head for reservations for the Thursday event. They're at 6:30 each night, sponsored by T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny skies expected early on today, then some increasing clouds as we head into the afternoon with a high temperature of 43, winds turning northwest 5 to 10. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy as we cool back to 16.
Right now, it's 34.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the CenturyLink Center in Omaha, where day two of the state wrestling tournament is underway. And here's what I wish. I wish that they would let us put one of the little grills up here and then just put it on a little trout mix. Because nobody comes up here and visits us anyway. They don't know what's going on. They would suspect maybe a small little fire, but we'd be able to have a little flat iron steak that's $8.49 a pound, London broil steak $9.79 a pound, or as our friend Jeff back at the studio loves, Andouille sausage, fresh out, folks. Mushroom sausage, Andouille sausage is there for you. You can pick up your snack sticks for all of the weekend ball games or wrestling events, or if you're running the kids out, because we're going to get real busy now with little kids wrestling. Why not have something to snack on while you're sitting in the stands watching 1,000 little kids go crazy out there? Whether it's lunch, evening meal, over the weekend, tailgating, whatever you're doing, the place to be is Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Doug Duda, Larry Baker. He loves to shop there.
Oh, it's the greatest thing. Go in and get a nice big package of cherry bombs. Cherry bombs. They're the greatest, I tell you. And if you want anything you want put in a sausage, Carrie will do it, and it's the greatest thing you've ever had.
He can wrap the string cheese around the bacon for me. It's just as good. Ross Halford from Husker Matt has taken a couple minutes to join us here. And, Ross, thanks for the time. This morning, wrestle backgrounds. Do you look for anything in these first and second round consolation wrestlebacks?
Yeah, I mean, bonus points is big for those, individuals that are part of teams in the team chase. So, you only get 1 point if you win by regular decision. You get a fall, you're going to get your 3 points. Anything you can get bonus right here in these first two rounds is, you never know when that's going to come back and help you. So, I think, main thing is get whatever you can out of these rounds here.
There were two teams leading overnight that folks probably didn't expect to be leading, Omaha Burke in A and Valentine in C. Were you really surprised by either one?
Well, not necessarily with Burke. As I told you guys last week, I thought that that Burke might actually hold a lead coming into the finals tomorrow. And I think if they did have Bridgeford at 152, I think that's a reality that would happen. As well, as somebody said, how many more points would they have? They'd have 8 more points right now, and they go into the semifinals. Like I said, I think they would have been ahead of Grand Island. Grand Island would have rallied in the finals with some of their big guns they have and would have been able to catch them. But obviously, North Platte did a great job yesterday. You got to mention the job Dale Hall's done out there and got some matches that maybe they shouldn't have won. But, other than that, the Pender Amherst looks great right now. And in Class C, Valentine's still holding on to a slim lead, but I think they're in good shape right now. But Madison, Sergeant Burwell, right on their heels as well.
But, Ross, don't you think that we're probably going to see Madison surge here a little bit? I mean, Valentine had an incredible day yesterday, both in the first round and in the quarterfinals. But they did win some quarterfinal matches yesterday that when you looked at it when the draws came out, maybe you didn't think they were going to win. So that sets up maybe for an awful tough road in the semis where Madison is going to probably shove some of those through.
Yeah, I think I've got Madison with four finalists for sure. That's a lot of points. I mean, that's 50 plus points there. I think they'll get through 13. I think they get their 26, their 32, their 38 through as well. And, you know, they still have some kids alive in the wrestlebacks for them as well. But, you know, Valentine, I think they'll get 45 for sure. We'll see about 32 and 38. Maybe a couple of surprises. And then Valentine's obviously got a big match at 113 on the opposite side of Madison, where Miller and Parisette rematch. That was last year's state semifinal match won by Parisette. So, you know, what's the difference if you come back through and get third versus advancing to the finals? Sometimes it adds up to five, I think, or six less, perhaps, team points. But certainly if you can push them through, you make yourself in a good position.
Ross Halford from HuskerMatt.com has joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. What was the number one story you think coming out of the first day of this tournament?
Team
or individual?
Yeah, you know, there was a few of those upsets in Class A yesterday, but sometimes, you know, you just have to expect that that will happen on day one. But, you know, I think things went according to plan. Again, we've mentioned North Platte. I would never have thought they would be sitting in third place and really, you know, just what, a point or two behind and Grand Island and right there with Omaha Burke. So that's definitely a surprise as well. But, you know, Class B, Scott, doing what they're expected to do. C's been the team race we want. And again, for Amherst and Pender, we can go deep into the finals tomorrow before we know who's going to be crowned.
The only thing I'll say about that North Platte deal is, to some it may be a surprise, but those of us that know who one of their assistant coaches is, it's not. Bernie Madison is on the mat at the state meet.
I will say they had probably the coolest coaching shirts yesterday. Those couldn't have been any more bright yellow. You could have seen them all the way across the CenturyLink Center.
Yeah, and as we're talking here, you just saw that Christian Berry out of Adams Central got eliminated from the state tournament by Taylor Lineman out of Norris, so that's kind of a disappointing end to his career. I think he had some injuries and some things that he was battling through, but, you know, just wasn't able to get it done this year, and so that'll be the end of his high school career.
And, you know, the thing I'll say there is, and it is too bad, he's a state champion. Those of you that know the Berry family, Holden, who, of course, was a state champion, father, tremendous, tremendous family, great human beings. He'll be okay here. It's too bad that he had to battle injury and this happened, but tremendous human being.
And Ross, you don't hear it very often, but it seems to me, and it may only be four or five kids, but it seems like we've had a lot of kids this year, and like I said, it might be four or five, that were state finalists, state champs, came back, and they've got double-digit losses this year. They've been injured. They haven't wrestled. Does that seem the same way to you?
I just saw Lothrop down there from Northwest as well. Had a forfeit out this round. He won his first-round consolation this morning. Only came in, I think, with 14-6 on the year. Won his first-round consolation and then didn't even wrestle here. And, again, I'm sure that was some injury situations that they had as well. But, yeah, you know what, injuries are part of the sport. You know, I certainly have the utmost respect for some of those kids that will battle through some of that stuff. They had a nice article about the Southern Valley kid and some of the injuries that he's been through, not only this year but throughout his career, and he says, I'm just going to give it a go. You know, you do what you can. And it's a physical sport. A lot of these kids also play football, and a lot of those injuries carry over, but, you know, you do what you got to do.
And Ross Halford with us for just another minute so we can get him back over to HuskerMatt.com where they continue to do a live work the whole state tournament.
Wall to wall.
I don't know how you do it, buddy. How about semifinals tonight? Give me a couple that are going to be marquee matchups.
Well, I think you look at Class D right away, 120. C. Beatty, the defending state champ from Pender, they'll go against Logan Gibbern, the freshman out of Amherst. Huge matchup there for the team. And then let's see, 160 Amherst also in a dogfight there. It'll be Shockey and his rematch against Eklund. Eklund beat him earlier this year 7-2.
His only loss.
Yeah.
But that also, I watched that match much closer than 7-2. It was a one-point match, 1-2-point match the whole way. At the very, very end, Shockey tried to throw him in the last few seconds.
Yeah.
But Eklund is a beast. He's
yeah,
very,
I love
very
those.
Big.
I love those two matches right there, though, with the Amherst kids as well. And 126, he is going to be a great one off the top of my head. Bettenhausen and O'Borney, who just looks, he just is on a tear right now from Milford. Should be a great one as well. And then we mentioned 113, Parasette, Centennial, Miller from Valentine. What a great matchup that is. I've got Miller winning that and winning the state title, but it should be a real real battle.
And now that everybody's together here, I want you to continue to fuel the rumor mill. Tom McCann's going out at Kearney. What are you hearing? I've been hearing a lot of stuff. Do you care to throw your hat in the ring here and what you've been able to ascertain?
Oh, sure. I mean, I'll throw you some names that I know are at least I guess at the top of the list or have shown interest. I mean, Rutledge from Lincoln Southeast. He's a UNK grad. That seems to be maybe the direction that they're looking at is people with ties maybe to UNK, to Kearney. I've heard Keith Sweater's name thrown about in that mix. I've also heard Dale Hall's name in the mix as well. Maybe he just keeps his track going from the far west side to North Platte, maybe just down the road to Kearney in the mix. So those are kind of the names that I'm hearing at this point. But, yeah, it's a high-profile job. I mean, in my opinion, it may be the best job in the entire state as far as the high school wrestling goes. And I'm sure that they'll hire somebody that's quality. I think it'd be a change for them to get good, young, lots of energy, enthusiasm, and Kearney will, I think, remain right at the top of the state. State's elite programs, no matter who they hire.
Well, let me take it one step further, because the fans, I've only heard it from the fans, but there's a young man about 15 miles down the road who's had his team in the state finals first or second at Amherst,
yeah,
and Tyler Herman, and he's got things to take care of. If they go outside the program, you're talking about a young, energetic coach. Any thoughts?
Well, I mean, obviously on paper, that looks like the perfect fit. You'd say, yeah, why not? I mean, just go up there. More than likely, too, you would think if he were to make that move down to Kearney, he would perhaps bring some kids with him that would follow him in that direction as well. But here's the thing. I haven't heard the name about in any respects. And again, I don't know all the situations out there, but in some respects there, maybe there's a few little political things back and forth. Sometimes you hear some of the banter back and forth between Amherst and Kearney, such as, hey, Kearney, why don't you ever duel us? Why haven't you ever dueled us as well? And I'm not privy to all the situation there, but there seems to be maybe a little bit of a rivalry, even though one's Class D and one's Class A. You know, so I'm not sure. I just haven't heard his name. I don't know if he would be interested or not. He would seem like a logical choice to me, but
there's a lot of good ones out there. You know, one of the things that you very well could have happen, I think, with this Kearney thing, you know, Grand Island went through this just recently. And, you know, there was a lot of talk of would it stay inside the family, the Grand Island Wrestling family, or what would happen there. And they did a really good job. They went out and did a search and found an incredible young coach that had tremendous energy and had tremendous college experience. And it's worked out very well for them. And in that situation, you know, Kearney has a big tree. They have guys with a lot of experience. Of course, Tyler Herman wrestled at UNK and things like that. My guess is he's pretty happy where he's at. But
isn't it crazy, though, to think about this, though, that we talk about this job and we're talking about a high school wrestling coach here, but we're talking about this like it is a head coaching opening here at the University of Nebraska that Bo Pelini had left. But, you know, it's our little world on here, you know, and it is, again, a high-profile job. Obviously, it hasn't been open for, 40-some-odd years post that. But that's a big deal. It really is.
To your point, Ross, like when we start, and I actually feel it's, to be quite honest to those that are listening in Amherst, very disrespectful in a way to probably be throwing Tyler's name in this. But I just will say this, that you are exactly right. From a micro point of view, this is our world, and it is a huge deal.
It is.
This is a big deal.
It is.
The only thing that I'll kind of surmise with Amherst is this. Guys, this may be the worst team they have for the next 4 years this year. So, I mean, that that would be a big deal to leave. They are loaded right now.
Well, I don't know. It's an interesting scenario, and I don't think we'll have to wait too long. Though I mean I think you'll have an answer here shortly.
Well, let's see how it all plays out, and Ross will let you get back over to HuskerMat.com. Folks, check it out. Ross, thanks for the time.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Ross Halford, HuskerMat.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let him get back over to work, and you can check it out again, HuskerMat.com, plus live updates all day long here on our network of stations, ESPN, 1230 KHAS, Classic Hits, 98.9. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Mayor's keeping you up to date there as well. So, hey, again, this is what this sports talk show has for us to do with the local flavor, is that I have not heard Tyler's name anywhere but the fans. I have not heard it from the Kearney camp of the coaches going out, of the administration looking. I have not heard that name at all. I have heard the names that Ross Halford was talking about.
And I've heard those exact same ones, but I can just tell you right now that if I'm an administrator and my program matters to me, you're crazy if you don't look at a guy that lives in your town who's without question the brightest star in our sport right now from a young star perspective. And honestly, this guy's unbelievable. Amherst has tremendous wrestling history. But they haven't, in their history, they hadn't won as many state titles as Tyler has at this point.
I'll tell you what. I'll bet there's probably more quality applicants for this job than for the executive director of the NSAA.
That is a fact.
I'm not smart enough to know how smart those people are.
Right.
Hey, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are live at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha going through a wrestle backstage here. And don't forget our guests like Ross are taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte, where their wrestlers are doing an outstanding job. Stop by anytime. They serve dinner, lunch all day, even at 9 in the morning, breakfast till 11. But you want a burger, you want a Whopper, they'll fix it up for you. We're going to take a break, have more after this.
A wise man once said,
if one does not tuneth one's own horn, it shall remain largely untuned.
And that's why the Midway Auto Group in Kearney wants to do a little horn blowing. You see, we want you to know we had a great year, and we're pretty sure it's because we offer our customers a hassle-free buying experience, bottom-line pricing, free routine maintenance for a year, and free car washes for life. Come to think of it, maybe that's also the reason why the Midway Auto Group was named the best new and used car dealer in the recent Kearney Hub Best of Kearney Readers' Choice Awards. It stands to reason that when you set out to do things a little differently and create a better way to buy a vehicle, that good things are bound to happen. You gotta figure that's why Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac is celebrating its 25th anniversary, and the fact that we're the number one volume Chevy dealer in central Nebraska, and that Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is the number one volume size A dealer in the Midwest. So I say toot away, Midway, toot away. Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com.
Join the celebration. It's Subway Footlong Nation Appreciation. We're giving away a prize a minute plus free footlongs for life. It's all to thank you for making Subway Footlongs famous. So grab a 30-ounce drink or Doritos Nacho Cheese Chips today for your game code and a chance to win big. Footlong Nation Appreciation. Victory never tasted so good. Subway, where winners eat.
No purchase or payment necessary. Ends 3/11/12. To enter and for official rules, see subway.com. Open to eligible legal residents of 50 United States and D.C. 13 years or older. Void where prohibited.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a super start battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it in stock at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery get you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Why thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies expected early on today, then some increasing clouds as we head into the afternoon with a high temperature of 43, winds turning northwest 5 to 10. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy as we cool back to 16.
Right now, it's 34.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. Glad to have you along with us. Larry Baker filled in for Big Daddy, who will finally be back on Monday. Oh, my God. Jeff, I hope you got a parade and a special open and all kinds of things because, man, he's been gone for the whole month of February and then probably has something else on his plate. But don't forget, coming up, when Daddy gets back, a lot of college basketball talk. We'll be recapping everything that happened over the weekend here with state wrestling, and hopefully we'll have a championship coach or two to talk to on Monday's program. And then get ready for the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge. We've got some new and exciting things coming your way on Doug and Daddy Show and ESPN, and part of that has to do with redeeming your points on our ESPN Superstation Club. You can get RFA tickets. We talked about that. Gilbert Ivel, Houston Alexander are the main event. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Start accumulating your points and then start winning prizes, tickets, all kinds of great things. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com just for signing up. You'll get 500 bonus points, 100 more when you get up on the Mobile Rewards Club. 10 points every day you log in, and then we'll have fan polls, quizzes, and a lot more. So do that today at ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can vote on our poll question. You can look at the podcast. Facebook is up. All kinds of great things going on there. We're back here at the State Wrestling Tournament. Went over quite a few things so far today from a national perspective. UNK is at home for basketball this weekend. Hastings College, their final men's and women's doubleheader tomorrow against Morningside. They are at home. The Husker men are at home tomorrow against Illinois. That'll be on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Storm, they are home. So it's one of those weekends that you better not be sitting on a couch. Go out and watch the basketball, the final big night of the boys' hoops. Come down and watch the wrestling if you're on your way. Can't wait to see you here at the CenturyLink. Go support UNK, Hastings College, the Storm, whatever is going on out there. Oh, there's nothing to do. Well, that's your fault if there's nothing to do. It's going to be a great weekend in sports, and we hope you keep it here for many updates on ESPN. Got a lot of things going on. State wrestling continuing here. Some big matches going on. Right now you're in that heartbreak round. Well, you're not even in the heartbreak round, Larry. You're every loss, you're gone.
But every kid that's wrestling right now has won a match at the state meet. So whether they lost first thing yesterday and won this morning, or they lost a heartbreaker in the quarterfinals, these are all good kids now. I mean, not that anybody down here wasn't, but
we talk about kids that lose in the first round and coming all the way through. There will be kids that lost yesterday that will come back through, win three today, medal, maybe go all the way back to that third, fourth place match. There is pressure. There is pressure, Larry. That's all there is. These kids that got dumped in the quarters or the semis tonight, their dream, maybe they're a better wrestler than the kid that beats them, but mentally you're just out of it.
I said it last night, and it just really is the truth. Friday is incredibly pressure-packed, and it's tough to ask that of a 15- to 18-year-old kid. These kids have dreams, these dreams, most of them since they were very little, and it's incredibly elation to see them come true, and it is total devastation when they don't. So this is a tough, tough day. And it's those people that are mentally tough enough to withstand that. Right now we're watching Brett Mahler from Sergeant Burwell, who's the coach's son, Craig Mahler at Sergeant Burwell. He's a three-time qualifier. He's been a match away a couple of times to medal at the state meet. There he is in the first. He got beat in the quarterfinals yesterday in a real tough match. He finds himself down 5-0. Going into the third period, he fights his way all the way back. Right now, with 3 seconds left, he's up 6-5. There's a situation where there were, and at one point I looked down and saw his dad put his head in his hands, thinking, is this really how this dream is going to end? And Brett made a decision. He's not going to allow it to end that way, and it looks like he's going to win this match, and he'll have to win one more tonight to see it all happen, but that's the type of pressure you're talking about.
So there are a lot of matches like that going on today, not necessarily a father-son thing, but kids that are wrestling right now that have 30-plus wins on the season that didn't expect to be wrestling right now. They expected to be wrestling in the semifinals tonight. Let's take a look at those real briefly, Larry. We talked with Ross about the Amherst kids. We talked about that yesterday. What about elsewhere outside of that? Where are a couple of matches that you're looking forward to seeing?
Well, I really think you could see, you know, with Dante Rodriguez, Nolan Laux. Nolan Laux is 34-2 from Hastings. Dante Rodriguez, 41-1. Rodriguez has beaten him, but Laux is tough. And Rodriguez is a kid that, you know, second last year on kind of a mission. But when you wrestle that freshman that maybe doesn't know better, that really could be a big, big spot. And, you know, it will be interesting to see with the Grand Island Northwest wrestler,
Fruchtel.
To see how he does coming back. You know, he's clearly the class and the weight, but how does that work itself out? Colby Leinert's got an incredibly tough match from Central City with Quentin Dawes out of Gretna. You know, there are several of these that just really jump out at you as we look down the sheet.
Obviously, you're looking at Andrew Reedy, too, trying to get his fourth consecutive state championship. And also going for four today is the young man in Thomas Gilman. He takes on a kid from Shadron that has never seen anything like this, and he only has one loss, and he's going to have to tangle with Gilman tonight.
Yeah, and my guess is Gilman will just really kind of let him have it. I mean, Gilman really is just on another level, truthfully. I don't expect to see that go any other direction.
Tough draw for Logan Klein of Adams Central. He's going to take on Andy Janovich of Gretna, who is the class of that field.
And guys, if I will honestly say that if we say that Omaha Scout wrestler is the number one wrestler in the state, Andy Janovich is 1A, because if you haven't seen this guy, monster is the only thing that can come to mind.
Take a look at Adam Keating for Kearney Catholic. He's going to get an undefeated wrestler from Tri-County in his semifinal match tonight. And for Thomas Conley, the interesting thing there is last year Clay Konacek got hurt in districts and had to forfeit out of the tournament, and that just happened to be where Conley drew in as a four seed, and he went on to medal. And may not have if he would have had to wrestle Konacek in the first round. Conley's come a long way, but Konacek still a stud at 32-2 out of West Point Beamer and a senior compared to Conley's sophomore status. And then most likely Luke DeLong of Fillmore Central, although Balfour of Sergeant Burwell could give him a match. DeLong was down 3-0 with 12 seconds to go in his match yesterday just to get to the semi.
Yeah, and threw the kid to his back. Unbelievable. Another really big one for me is Class C, 145 pounds. You get Alex Metzler from Takema Herman. He's a 35-2 junior, and he's going to wrestle Austin Starkey from St. Paul, a 32-1 senior. And Austin Starkey has been a two-time state finalist. He's been a runner-up twice. His brother was a state runner-up. His dad is a state champion. And if you've ever seen Austin Starkey wrestle, he's an absolute pit bull. He's a kid that he's got an incredibly tough match to get in. Probably maybe that could be the state final match, actually. They're probably the two best kids. He's a kid that we'd like to see get through.
And at 113 in Class D, can Lucas Cox just quiet all the non-believers. He will take on Tyon Boyer of Plainview, which is going to be a very tough match as a solid freshman. You could kind of put him in the Dibbern class with Boyers and the name and the upbringing. And Lucas had to go to overtime to win in the quarters last night. But can he continue this special season, the best in Alma history?
You know, I think so. I think, you know, and again, Boyer, that's the coach's son. You know, you get into these sometimes, all those Boyer boys are the son of their head coach. The thing about Lucas Cox, I saw him early in the season and thought, I don't know, he's maybe not quite as good as his record shows. Watching him last night, I think that he is. He, in spots, hasn't wrestled a lot of great competition, and he's wrestled down to that a little bit. Watching him yesterday, and especially last night in the quarters, he looks special. And I do think he can probably get through.
A lot of wrestling talk, of course, here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hope you're enjoying that because this will be the end of wrestling talk as far as live action. Nebraska gets ready to take on Northern Iowa Sunday. UNK is off until next weekend with the RMAC and regionals. And Hastings College, they try to qualify for nationals with their qualifier coming up this weekend as well.
Yeah, a lot of great wrestling. Of course, in Nebraska, we have, you know, some of the best colleges in the nation every year. And Nebraska, it's really interesting. You know, they're going to go to the Big Ten Conference Tournament. And let me tell you right now, there is no conference tournament in the world like that thing. They've had a great year. They're awful young. So expect big things in the future there.
We'll take a final break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And when we come back, we'll wrap things up and get you back to the rest of your day. Folks, don't forget that TNL Irrigation is proven technology that works just like every young man is here on the wrestling mat today. They don't quit until the final bell, and neither do TNL Irrigation Systems. They don't quit. They are dependable. Folks have had it for 20, 30 years. When you make an investment, you want it to be a good investment, and not only is it sturdy and durable and continues to work with their hydrostatically powered design, safe and proven, eliminates the hassles, it also continuous movement. It's going to take, the Google Maps are just unbelievable when you compare TNL to somebody else that starts and stops all the time. You take a look at that, it gets your whole field taken care of. You don't miss some crop because your pivot system doesn't work the way it should. Call your local TNL dealer today. I know they got one right there on the edge of Loop City. And also TLIRR.com, worldwide headquartered in Hastings. It's TNL Irrigation. We're back after this.
Doesn't matter if you've never blocked a shot in your life or couldn't hit a tray if they moved the three-point line an inch from the basket, you can still help your favorite basketball coach win. Doug Gottlieb here, urging you to vote in the 2012 Infinity Coaches Charity Challenge. Infinity, an official corporate partner of the NCAA, is giving $100,000 to the coaches charity with the most votes. Find out more about the charities that inspire your favorite coaches, then vote on ESPN.com/Infinity. NCAA basketball and Infinity. Inspiration is contagious.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, safe driver, snapshot, pay in full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang up.
Busted.
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates. Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Mardi Gras Mambo, Mardi Gras Mambo.
Joe Beans on for Mardi Gras Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at O'Malley's.
The Storm finally back at home tonight. Hope to both corral the stampede and spoil the President's Day weekend for Lincoln. After a couple of weekends where the wins equal the losses, the Storm want to take the broom out to the homestand and make it a sweep. Tonight on The Breeze 94.5 FM. Tomorrow on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Pre-game 6:45, puck drop 7:05, both games.
Sunny skies expected early on today, then some increasing clouds as we head into the afternoon with a high temperature of 43, winds turning northwest 5 to 10. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy as we cool back to 16.
Right now, it's 34.
We're moving along fast and furious here with classes B and C midway through their second round consolation wrestlebacks. A and D scheduled to start at 12:30. They may even be a couple of minutes late. Kearney Catholic, both of their kids, and Zach Keating and Damon Rodriguez were winners. Let's do our best to give you a few of the area results from earlier in this round. Charlie Svitak of Wood River loses in double overtime by a score of 3-2, so he is out. Also, as we update our screen here and get more results, Brett Mahler of Sergeant Burwell is a winner. Kyle Sutton of Central City was a winner, 6-4 in his match. C.J. Cosgrove of Donovan Trumbull is a winner by a score of 5-2 in his match. Eggleston of Gothenburg is a winner in his match. So, and Thomas, Cyrus Thomas of Southern Valley has now been eliminated as he loses in his match.
And Ethan Shambeck from Ravana just got a big win.
So there you go, as Steele lost earlier in this round. Folks, take a look at the team scores that are up to date at this moment in Class C. Valentine has 59, Madison 51, Sergeant Burwell 50, and Kearney Catholic is fourth with 32. Ainsworth and Southern Valley are tied for fifth with 31 points. And again, you still like Madison, and we'll find out tonight. They'd have to get upset in the semis is what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, they would have to lose some matches that nobody in the state thinks they're going to lose. And Valentine would have to win some that they just weren't expected to win.
At the moment, Central City has moved into second in Class B. Scott, 72.5. Central City, 49. Seward, 45.5. Gretna, 45. And Bennington has 40 points. Well, folks, it's been another, we hope, great week on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you missed any of our interviews, any of the folks we talked to, any of the things we talked about, you can pick it up on our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Check it out for all the podcasts. It looks like our inbox is clear for today, and so we're going to wrap things up. Our updates continue throughout the day. There is plenty of basketball on our network of stations, including Kearney High Boys at Lincoln High tonight. Randy Bushcutter will have the call. We will also have live semifinal action, 5 o'clock. We'll hit the airways at about 4:45 on Classic Hits 98.9 to bring you all the wrestling action live. And Larry, thanks for the help throughout the weekend, but also your perspective here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You bet. I love it. Anytime.
We want to thank Ross Halpert from HuskerMat.com for joining us as well. Bill Lentz will join us, former Kearney assistant. Now at David City, he'll join us for our live broadcast tonight as well. We'll talk with the winners coming up on Monday's show. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. Keep it here for the latest in state wrestling coverage. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.